memorize your manifesto.
No, yeah, but bro, I don't have as many as you.
That's a sign of a good prime minister.
What?
Memorize it, yeah. Doesn't need to read it.
I've got some serious points. What? Have we already started?
Let's go right now.
Is this
now,
it?
Yeah. Let's just jump straight in. Everybody knows what it is.
What? You don't know what my manifesto is.
Nah, but they know that we're going over our manifestos.
Yeah.
This week.
All right.
It's our manifestos. Last week we went over yours. This week it's ours.
Yeah. But I don't feel like I should go first.
Okay, well, I got plenty. So how about we do, like, I do one, you do one. I do one, you do one.
No, but if yours is shit, then I'll say I don't go first.
Mine's not. I've been doing this for years, bro.
Could just have years of shit.
I might have years of shit. All right, let's just go at it. Yeah. Let's just go in. Okay. So, also, welcome to this week's episode of The Book of Bruh.
What
I hope
up?
You enjoyed last week's episode. We enjoyed what you wrote in. Thank you very much for all those that commented.
Yeah, Reddit. Good.
Love you. But yeah, this week is all about us, so sit back, relax, and
fuck up.
Yeah, you better enjoy yourselves. Right, so I'm going to say...
Sex toys permitted.
Is that on yours?
What?
They're already permitted.
That's not part of my manifesto.
Is it not?
No,
you dirty bastard. That's your first one.
No!
If I come into power, I promise you I'll normalise fleshlights.
What, is fleshlights not a normalised thing?
It's a pretty dirty thing though, isn't it?
Swear!
It's like, imagine if on... Come dine with me. They, you know, they go through your apartment and stuff, and then they go through your sock drawer and they find a dildo and they're like, oh, she's got a dildo.
But imagine
but why did she come into my house and they're like, oh, he's got a fleshlight, dirty bastard. Like, it's not normalised. 100% it's not normalised.
You're right, you know.
It's fucked.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
I haven't personally used a fleshlight.
Nor have I.
Personally. But I've had someone else use a fleshlight.
What did they say about it?
On me.
Actually, I mean, you have used a fleshlight then.
I haven't used one.
It doesn't matter who's like shooting the gun, you know.
Yeah, I mean, of course it does.
No,
of course it fucking does.
All right, well, how was it then?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I bet it fucking was. They do look kind of good.
What, have you never had used one?
No.
This is so odd.
Sounds dirty. It looks dirty. No, we're talking about manifestos, bro. This is a whole other episode.
This might feed into my fucking manifesto.
No, but honestly, when if we ever go for government and they're like, this is their manifesto.
Yeah, this will be mine. This will be part of my... Oh, fucking add it to my list now then.
Just go. Yeah, go.
No, I'm going to add it to my list now.
Yeah.
Number 17.
No, all right, to be fair.
Number 17.
I'd sort of vote for you for that.
Fleshlights are cool.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice one. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say my first one is I'm going to start encouraging vigilantes.
Encouraging vigilante. Oh, that'd be fucking sick.
That would be fucking sick. Yeah, I think.
Fucking sick. What would your vigilante name be?
A flamingo, bro. We've
it now. Okay, yeah.
But
right.
In the Ottoman Empire, they used to do it
because
in the Ottoman Empire, it's around the same time as the Roman Empire.
Ottoman, isn't that what you put like drinks on and stuff?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
But they used to do it just to like reduce the pressure on the police force, and it seemed to work out for them.
The Roman Empire. How much police did they have?
Ottoman Empire, bro.
What?
Different empire. Same, but different.
Who the fuck's Ottoman?
Bruh, don't worry about it. I'm encouraging vigilantes. I'm just saying back in the day, people used to do it.
All right,
so how far
can vigilantes go?
They can beat the living fuck out of someone, like Batman style. Not to death, no, because they're like, you know, superheroes kind of
thing. What, weapons? Non-weapons?
Whatever you like. Whatever it takes to get the job done.
What, to just knock them out? Just unconscious is fine?
No, I mean, yeah, tie them up, police turn up. They're like, oh, who did this? It's just your...
I see.
Friendly neighborhood spider
cunt. Friendly flamingo.
Yeah, bruh.
So as a flamingo vigilante, what would your how would they know flamingo did it?
Because I'd roundhouse everyone. There'd just be bruises up and down the legs.
Yeah, but that's anyone, bro.
No, because it was flamingos, kicks only. No hands.
Yeah, what? Are they just gonna see little feet on their face?
Yeah.
It'll just be like little flamingo feet.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Just kills the leader.
Bro. If anyone saw a fucking... If someone put like a sexual predator outside the police department, tied up and stuff, just battered and bruised, no one's going to know it's flamingo.
It doesn't matter. The job's done.
Oh, you...
I don't need a signature.
Oh, okay.
When you've done something right, no one's going to know you've done anything at all.
Oh, okay.
Just be a bloody victim. Anyway, what's one of yours?
Well, no, if that was mine, I'll shroom them. They need to fucking eat 10...
Well, they'll be dribbling when you drop them outside the station.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be fucking tripping balls.
Classic flamingo.
Oh my god, he's tripping balls.
He's having a seizure.
Yeah. Oh, it's shroom again.
Classic.
So one of my first ones,
I
didn't do this in order, but I feel like this should be like number one.
Yeah.
Is change the name, firstly. Before shit pops off.
What do you mean change the name?
I'm not gonna be known as Prime Minister.
Okay, cool. Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Fucking
I like
shit.
It.
Imagine if someone said, Like, imagine you're cornered in the alley.
Yeah.
You're in the alley, dark, arch and stuff. Yeah.
I'm there.
And someone says, who the fuck are you? Give me your Skittles, bruv. And then you're like, oh, I'm the Prime Minister. No one's going to take you seriously, bro.
No, it's a joke.
It's a, Prime Minister sounds... Imagine if... So I thought, personally...
Yeah.
I would like to be called Alpha Shroom.
Alpha Shroom.
Yeah, Alpha Shroom. Yeah. If someone cornered me in an alleyway saying, oh, who are you? And they're like, yeah, I'm Alpha Shroom.
Okay.
Say something. No one's... People are going to start questioning that.
Okay.
People will 100% question it. If someone
that would,
said...
That would definitely headfuck me a little bit, because I just...
It will. Like, it'll throw you off.
What and who is Alpha Shroom?
Exactly. What can he do? What is he capable of? If someone said, oh, I'm the Prime Minister, everyone will know straight away you're...
Does that make all like the MPs just shrooms? Just shrooms, because you're Alpha Shroom.
Oh, yeah. They're just vegetables, bro.
That's cool, bro.
Dead.
Well, leading on from that one, I had that I'd make... England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland would all have their own prime minister, and then I'd have one person that's the supreme minister
of everywhere.
Of everywhere, yeah. So like Scotland,
but would you
Scotland
be the supreme?
I'd be the supreme, yeah. So Scotland can make their own rules. Wales can make their own rules. Wales rule by the Welsh. They do their own thing. I mean, you can't like give them rules that apply to England.
Yeah. Cool.
And then I'll like overlook the whole thing.
So
I'd just give like all the other, I'd give Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland their own powers to do their own shit.
Yeah.
Because really, they're not really represented properly in Parliament, are they?
I don't know.
Are they? And, they're not.
Okay.
And I think they'd appreciate them being able to rule themselves.
Okay.
To a degree. I still think we're good together and we should roll together.
But say Scottish people go,
yeah.
Oh, everyone should wear kilts on a Sunday.
Fucking hell yeah, bruh.
Swear what sure, you
let's
wouldn't
do, let's do Saturday, Friday, let's do Thursday, fuck it, whatever you like.
What, just kilt day?
Kilt day. Monday can be trousers day, every other day can be kilt day.
Bro, I personally sleep naked.
Yeah.
And it's the most fantastic feeling ever.
What, do you reckon Scottish people sleep in kilts?
Bro, no, but it's the same sort of feeling, isn't it? Everything's just dangling about.
Yeah, no, it is.
Freedom,
a nice Scottish
is,
breeze going past my
bones. Bro. Mad, yeah. It is so like wearing like I don't know about you, but wearing boxers to sleep is not the one.
I don't do it.
Yeah. No, if a guy does, you're fucking weird.
It's a young man's game.
Yeah. Do you wear socks to bed to sleep?
In the winter, yeah. Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's meant to like help you sleep somehow. Don't know why. Don't know the science, but
well, there's that whole thing as well. Apparently, putting onions in your socks.
What the fuck?
Have you not seen that?
Putting onions in your socks.
Yeah, as in like put onions like into the.
To do what?
It's meant to be good for you or something. Like, yeah.
But good in what, good in what way? That sounds like witchcraft. What do you mean?
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. One of them ones.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. You
I'm down
slip,
with it.
Slip socks in there, you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking good. Man. I'm good. Yeah.
Nice.
Man, bro. I mean, people like, I don't know if you've noticed, but bro, I'm in my prime right now.
Is it onions in your socks?
No. Okay. I don't have any onions in my socks. I mean, as in I'm fucking chilled back.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I've got feet. I've got,
yeah, it's the new setup. It's nice.
We've got a new setup, guys. Like, look at the fucking
there
room.
There might be a newer setup coming on.
Yeah. Yeah. Potential.
For now.
This is fantastic.
It is what it is. Go on, what's your next one?
Oh, okay. So after bringing... So you can't you Prime Minister, that name gone. Yeah. Second one, and this is how strongly I fuck it, and I know you're going to be down with me anyway,
mm-hmm.
is free sinus surgery.
Oh my god, yes.
Imagine
that, I'm adding that to mine. You fucking genius.
No, don't just fucking.
No, but I'm just saying, just in case I come into power before you.
Yeah, but don't write it down.
Free sinus surgery.
Oh, okay, write copyright.
It happened. Yeah.
Free sinus TM. Surgery. And I literally wrote here immediately.
Yeah.
I don't want no fucking six week consultation.
No.
Trust your patient.
Drill my nostril holes. Make them bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, bro, it's fucking hard work. I take decongestion tablets, and I know this is not good for my health.
Mm.
I take decongestion tablets every day.
Yeah.
Every day, plus no spray. plus hay fever tablets.
That's fucked.
And I'm still fucked.
I thought I was bad because I take Sudafed every night before bed. Because otherwise,
that's bad though. Your nose is immune, bro.
I said this before. Like, I have suffocation dreams, and if I don't take Sudafed, then there's a very high chance, like double digits percentage, that I'm going to die in my sleep. I'm definitely going to have a suffocation dream.
Yeah, bro.
And
I won't be surprised if we both die at the same time.
100%.
When you feel you're bad, just let me know and we can sleep together. And then we can just like die at the same time.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, it'll just be nice.
That'd be poetic.
It'll just be nice. The Book of Bra, guys. Then we'll be famous.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Triple platinum after death.
Yeah, yeah. Classic. Exactly, yeah.
Classic.
How it always happens. It won't be the... I mean, to be fair, it'll be a great funeral.
It would be. I feel like you'd throw... Oh, you've talked about this.
I'm not going to be able to throw it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead.
Yeah.
But it'll be a great funeral.
Good vibes only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's my second one. Like, free, like, nasal surgery. Like, even right now, look, listen, guys. That was good.
That was good.
Why?
That wasn't bad.
Why? No, it's not. Why? Why? What's happened to this right one? Go. That's good.
Oh, I'm fucking firing on all cylinders right now.
No, you're
now.
Not. Your left is not.
No,
good,
no, I'm
bro.
Telling you, it was good. It felt good.
But your left is not, though.
It wasn't
heard the difference.
100, but it was like 80.
Nah.
70.
But how unrestricted? That could change your whole life. That's technically the amount of oxygen that's going in your body, yeah?
Yeah.
So.
I heard you do get 20% more oxygen by breathing through your nose.
20% more?
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
I don't know. I watched a running video the other day, but I was hungover, so I didn't really take it all in. Yeah, but yeah, it sounds about that. There was definitely more oxygen by going in through the nose.
Yeah,
no, science. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, my next one is a bit of like a big one. I'm still working on it. So I'm going to either make open-handed slaps legal, but you need to have a good cause. So like, say somebody like shoulder barges you in the street, like people are going to behave a lot better if you know that there might be an open-handed slap coming. Because how much damage can you really do with an open-handed slap? It's not like with a one-punch bang where...
I've seen a lot of midgets getting slapped, you know.
But that's different than midgets. Are we allowed to say dwarves? Dwarves.
No, you can't say that.
No, we don't know what we're
allowed to say. Little people.
That's fucked as well. No, yeah, you've said little people.
No,
we apologise for everything that was wrong, but whatever you like to be called, that's what we...
Yeah, little people, yeah. One of the seven dwarves, I don't know.
That's fucked as well.
No, that's bad.
No, you don't have to say that.
No, I'm joking.
Whatever point you're trying to make, just drop it quick and then walk out before the grenade goes off.
So would you open-handedly slap a little person?
No, where's that come from?
I'm just saying that. Hey, bro, a fucking little person could barge you as well, cuz.
Yeah, you're right, but
I guess if it's legal, treat them equally.
I'll slap someone in a wheelchair. I don't give a fuck. So no, but I'm just saying, if you knew there was a possibility that I might get slapped, like whether it's customer service, whether it's what, you don't know. But maybe if you don't make open-handed slapping legal, then give the police the right to batter people again.
They pretty much have that anyway.
No, but English police, they're like really, they're good. They're not like American police. Your skin's the wrong color. You're going to die tonight. English police, they sort of take the piss. But
where would you draw the line then?
So
who wouldn't you slap? Let's flip the switch, bruh.
Okay.
Who wouldn't you slap?
I don't know. No, you have to have a good reason to slap someone. You can't just walk up to somebody on the street and slap them.
Yeah, all right, cool.
You're trying to talk about like fucking minorities and shit like that. I'm not talking about minorities. Yeah.
I'm talking about in general. Okay, let's say a person with no arms barges you.
Bro, no, that you're trying to bring in a minority to it, because who has no fucking arms?
There is people out there, bro.
Do you know what? If he spat on me, I'd slap him. There has to be a good cause.
Yeah,
no, don't try and take it.
He barges you and
look
at your fucking haircut.
Slapped.
Yeah, straight up.
No one talks about my hairline. Easy.
I'm with you. I wouldn't give a fuck if they ain't got no hands and they can't slap me back.
Yeah.
I'd fucking slap the shit out of them.
Yeah, watch yourselves.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Have some respect, huh?
Yeah, if it's not the public doing open-handed slaps, then it's the police beating people.
Yeah.
But then I feel like maybe some people would join the police just because they know they can batter people.
Mm.
So maybe I'd have it that it's like a token system, so that each policeman gets like 5 tokens at the start of the year.
Oh, I see.
And then if you say...
Not at the start of the year, bro. Every week.
No. I don't know.
The amount of people they must see.
No, no, because, I mean, you, but the thing is, you don't want to know. It's like, maybe they've got a token, maybe they've used it up already this year, so I should behave anyway. You don't want to give them just like,
oh,
every...
So okay.
I could beat up five people a week. Like, I don't even think they have the energy
yeah, but,
to
yeah,
that.
But wouldn't it be like, you know when you were younger and like, your parents would threaten you with, oh, I'm going to fucking slap you or whatever. Oh, no,
yeah.
You didn't get
beat up,
did you?
It's the threat. It's the threat of violence that will make
yeah,
people behave
yeah, yeah,
better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
yeah,
the road okay. The roadman won't be like, oh, fuck the police, because it might be like, oh, shit, he might have a token in his pocket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe...
You wouldn't want to be bit slapped in front of your brethren.
No. I think the best way to do it is probably to give all female officers 10 tokens to give throughout the year.
Hey,
not from the calendar year, from when they started.
Not to be sexist.
Yeah.
But that might not be a bad thing.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't mind being slapped by...
No, but they can give it to male officers. They can exchange their tokens.
Well, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's a little bit cheeky.
Because the amount of times that I've heard
If a fit police officer came up to me and was like, I'm going to fuck slap the shit out of you. Go on, baby. Do it.
Yeah,
do your worst.
And then she's like,
and then
she's, Dan.
Yeah,
and then, yeah. And then
ah, cool,
old
I'm
Big
sorry,
Dan comes over and he fucks
oh,
you up.
Sorry.
See that?
Yeah,
see
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
you're behaving
yeah,
already.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
fucking behaving. That's what I think would
yeah,
be a
yeah.
good thing
that's
to
good
do.
One,
I think I'd give... I would probably give police the right to batter people more because public are just going to abuse it.
Mm.
Male officers, they're not going to abuse... Like, they might not abuse it as much. But I'm just saying, lady officers, 10 tokens a year from when you started. Everyone's going to behave a lot better.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
And also, it would encourage female police officers.
Yeah, we need more of them.
Yeah.
We need more of them. Stop and search me, babe.
Yeah. Yeah? That's fucking... You're going to get cashed in on a token
yeah,
there, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
arrest me. Dan's going to fuck you up now.
Yeah, yeah. Dan's going to anal you. Well, that kind of goes into one of mine. I feel like... So, you've gone really low level.
I'm saving it, but yeah, you go.
I'll swear.
I'm building up.
So on addition to that, I said bring back the death penalty.
Okay. Controversial.
Yeah, I know.
Talk your way into it.
Oh, sick one. All right, cool.
Have we got agreements?
We've got agreements.
Seconded? So?
Swear.
All right,
I swear.
Go on, bro.
Bring back the death penalty.
Pitch it.
100. But realistically, it's not that... I don't think it's that hard to pitch. Because you think you got fucking like paedophiles out there,
mm-hmm.
child molesters, child killers, someone who fucked your mum, I don't know, all sorts of shit like that.
Yeah.
They should fucking die. But then on the same hand as well, a death is the easy way out.
See, but the reason why
is that
people...
why you was...
Wrongful imprisonment.
You got to be definite about it.
Yeah, definite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to be 100. Yeah, you just can't dup here, man. Jesus.
I think it's like the UN say that life is like a basic human right, and despite what you do, you should have the right to live.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
I'm not saying that. UN said that.
The United Nations.
I think they said that anyway.
But who's part of the United Nations these days?
Like everyone. It's United Nations, bro.
No,
I think
not.
There's like two countries that aren't even in it.
Oh, right, okay.
But no, to be fair, I agree with you. I think like the Lee Rigby guys, the ones that
yeah.
you know butchered that guy on
yeah,
camera,
yeah.
they 100% did it. They shouldn't. they should not be alive. Like I know it's like oh they're suffering more in jail, but don't waste the fucking resources on them.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of public taxpayers' money that it took to still keep them in there and they're radicalizing people in jail,
yeah.
whatever. Like just fucking do them in.
Yeah, it costs a lot of taxpayers' money.
No, I'm with you on that.
If
it's 100% that they've done it,
don't
waste the money on them with a cell or nothing. Like, don't give them food.
Certain of them, like certain of those criminals or whatever,
yeah.
would actually admit, like, you know what? Yeah, it was fucking me.
Yeah.
I did it. I fucking fucked up.
Dharma. Fucking, have you been watching Dharma?
I still haven't watched it, no.
He should have got straight away.
Yeah, but I don't know what he did.
Disgusting, lad. I won't spoil it for you, but if you know, you know.
No, you can spoil it for me if you want to talk about it.
Spoiler alert for Dharma.
Spoiler.
So he was like drilling holes in people's heads and pouring acid in to lobotomize them.
Oh.
And then he would do all sorts of mad shit to them while they were lobotomizing stuff.
And did he admit to it or was he trying to...
I think he had like multiple bodies rotting in his flat and stuff. Like it was 100% that he
flat.
Did it. Who's
more shocked that it was in a flat, bro.
Bro.
So there wasn't multiple levels. It was just one floor.
It was one flat and his neighbor the whole time was like, your flat smells weird. And he was just like, I got bad meat from Costco. You know, it was fucked. It was fucked.
So he slept on the same level.
I've only watched
smell.
One episode of it, but it's stressful.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm saying.
He's
that's
into
why
it, isn't he? He's
it,
just like,
yeah.
oh dear, dear, rotting person, you know?
Swear.
Minging.
Was he French?
No, he's just fucked up.
What's that?
Not that the French are fucked up.
Yeah,
not that the French are fucked up. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Yeah.
All right, my next one. Rebate for student loans, dissolve their shitty company, and do them all for treason.
Right, I got gone. Well, I don't know what you mean.
You should be gone.
Randomly, you come up with some real smart words, bro.
Thanks, man. I'll whack another one on there. I said castrate the pedos.
Oh, okay, we've gone back there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're a pedophile...
No, chop it off. That don't matter. I'll fucking dildo him.
Maybe.
He'll put a fucking strap on.
Yeah, he might. He might.
Is that what I'm saying?
He might.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh, I've lost my fucking little... I don't know why, but for some reason, I always think pedophiles have a little 2-inch dick.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. Well, must be.
Yeah.
So if you chop it off, they're just going to use a strap on it.
Fair enough. That's fair, bro.
So it's like castrate them and then do something that would just really fuck them over.
I don't know. I sort of feel like...
Make them blind.
Yeah. Brand, I don't know, something.
No, just make them blind. Because then they're not going to know who they're going to, like, pedophile.
True.
Like, putting their file of pedos.
Yeah, like a face brand or something like that.
Yeah, just blind them and then they're not going to know. It might be a really ugly child. Then they're going to be upset.
That's fucked. That is fucked.
I'm joking.
Go on to your next one.
Yeah, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Go on to your next one.
I'm joking. No, but like, do something that will like really like...
Yeah. Real fuck them up.
So what did you say there? You said something after that.
Before that, I said, what did I say?
Remember? One of my next ones.
Nah, you go. Just ride it.
I don't know, though. So, change the whole meat and there might have to be a little bit of warning to this, yeah?
Trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning.
Oh, bloody hell.
Just a little bit, but I don't think, me personally, I don't think so, really, too much. Change the whole meaning of thick girls.
Go on then. What does that mean?
So, look, yeah. A lot of gal these days, yeah, are like, oh, I want to be thick. I want to, you know, like, oh, I'm on booty, I'm on big legs, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All of this sort of thing. And there is a difference between being thick and being a fat fuck. Yeah? It's true. Hey, let's be real, yeah? Let's be real.
Yeah? Let's be real, yeah.
Yeah, let's be real. There's a whole difference, yeah? Being thick is good. It's good. And you know what? Yeah. Okay. I apologize. I take back what I just said about being a fat fuck. But there's a difference between being thick, yeah, yeah, and just being unhealthy. That's what I'm trying to say, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to measure that? What's the metrics?
I don't know. But BMI? No, but then even BMI is not that.
We have a doctor in the room, actually. Is there a way of measuring thickness?
Yeah.
Is there, in your professional opinion, like a ratio? No, waist to booty to titty? No, it's a hard one. It's definitely a hard one.
Do you girls want to be thick?
Yeah, we have two girls in the background. They're sort of, the cogs are turning. They're weighing it up. We don't glam.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, like you can't say, oh, I want to be thick, and then fucking smash, I don't know, every 12-inch pizza every single fucking day. Chicago, like your nickname becomes Chicago Town. It doesn't make sense. You're fucking clogging up your arteries. Yes, you might be thick for about 10 years, but the next 10 years you're gonna be dead. And it change the whole fucking meaning behind it. It's like stop.
Bro, I don't even know how to back you up on this one.
No. But what I'm saying is cool.
No, I'm with you. There definitely should be like, it's a fine line.
It's a massive fine line. And it's like, yes, you can have big legs, big bum, like big waist, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But do it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Don't go smashing McDonald's like every single fucking day and become like Ronald McDonald's bitch.
Yeah.
I'm
with you. Yeah, there has to be some balance.
There's got to be a balance.
There has to be some squats along with
yeah
that.
But that's what I feel like. A lot of girls are not, like, ain't doing that. Yeah. And I'm not like in fucking amazing shape or anything. But I'm saying, like, for your fucking health, you like, it's true, isn't it? I feel like I know this is a little bit of a fuck. I'm gonna
I mean, it's eggshells, bruh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm gonna get fucking sacked.
Nah, sorry. I mean, to be fair, if we get cancelled, we're so small that really it'll just blow us up. Yeah. Go on, then do it.
Do it.
But, tell your friends.
Hey, bro, it's true. Hey, you know what? Yeah, I feel like it's because of this like relaxed position.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, we're loose. That's
yeah, I'm loose. But bro, it's true, man.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing this video on Instagram. Yeah, there was like a pool party.
Yeah.
And there was just big gal everywhere.
Big gal.
Everywhere. Like, everywhere. It was in the pool.
Where are we talking?
In the trees.
Are we talking? I don't know. Okay.
But yeah, exactly. What do you mean? What
is it?
You tell me. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I wouldn't dare to say.
Exactly. And that's where the difference is between being a thick gal and just being like, I'm sorry, lady.
I'm sorry.
You're just big. Mm-hmm. You're not thick. There's no difference between your pum and your bum crack. It all just merges into one.
Just one long line,
bro. Hey,
I'm definitely no. I don't if it look, if yeah. It's worse than what you've already said, bro.
No.
Let's just look. Move it along.
No. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
Stand by it. Stand by it.
I am. Hey, I'm gonna stand by it.
I stand with you.
Every guy watches porn, yeah.
Bro,
you do. Shut the fuck up.
No, I do. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Every guy watches porn.
Yeah,
I saw this one. I just came across it. I didn't mash off to it or anything like that.
Okay.
I went swiftly past it. Yeah. Swiftly. But I ended up I ain't gonna lie to you. To be honest, I'm an open book anyway. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Heart and your
sleeve. I watched this entertainment video. For about maybe 30 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
Only purely because I was amazed by it.
All right. What did you see?
This chick, yeah?
Yeah.
She was... I don't know if this is the meaning of thick or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
But this chick's pum...
Yeah.
Like, blended in with her bum crack. So there was no gap between the pum and the bum.
Mm.
So it was like it was just one big line, like
big credit card machine, like
huge,
swipe.
Huge, and you couldn't distinguish where it stops and starts or
that's mad. That's all that yeah.
And I apologize if this is offending anyone, but I'm just saying what I saw.
Yeah, check the bio down below. We'll include the video.
Oh, I ain't gonna be able to find that, bro. You gotta be able to...
No, yeah.
I mean, but it was crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
It sounds kind of mad.
It was just ooh.
Just one big present.
One big close. Yeah. It was crazy.
And I think crazy.
like yes, I'm sure certain guys are into that and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool. And
I know a guy that likes that.
What, like big girls?
Yeah.
I know a guy like that as well.
On the last night out before COVID, he, we were all out for somebody's birthday and there was these three like Essex girls. Mm. They were like, you know, they were like quite slim, had the colourful dresses on, makeup, all that, tan.
Yeah.
And she was going up to this one guy and he was just having none of it because he saw a girl that was a bit thicker.
All right.
Across the room.
But how thick are we talking?
Exactly. I don't know how to tell this story. We should move on.
But this is the whole point. Is what, like...
Should we move on? Nods? Yeah, we should move
on.
All right, let's move on.
Cool.
Okay, right. Cool. So bank holidays. That's what everyone's fucking about. St. Patrick's Day, St. Andrew's Day, St. George's Day. What's the other one? I do know this. I'm representing all of my people. St. Patrick's Day, Andrew's Day, George's Day, and David's Day. All bank holidays, 420, bank holiday, Chinese New Year, bank holiday, Diwali and Eid, I'm not sure because that lasts a long time, but you're getting a bank holiday out of it.
Who's this motherfucker?
Oh, no, it's like fucking weeks that it lasts. I can't give them like...
Diwali's one day, bro.
No, Diwali went on for fucking ages, did it not? No, it was fireworks for days.
It's one day, cuz.
Is it one day? Diwali, you're getting your bank holiday. Eid, you need to fucking pick a day and let me know.
Eid is like...
Because you're going to get a bank holiday out of it, I promise you. But maybe St. Patrick's Day, maybe not St. Patrick's Day is the bank holiday. Maybe the day after St. Patrick's Day is the bank holiday.
Ah, smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Irish
hangover day.
Yeah, hangover day.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a two-day. Yeah,
to be fair, if we are obviously technically, or actually, Ireland's technically part of us.
Yeah.
So we should celebrate.
No, yeah. I mean, it's all the
same,
but same.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody's getting a bank holiday. If there's any other big Buddhists, I'll give you a bank holiday as well. I like you. Why not? Let's do it.
I'll send this the other day. I would have loved to have been Buddhist.
Yeah, they're chill.
Yeah, super chill.
Super chill. We like them.
Imagine how different our personas would have been.
Oh God, Buddhist. I wouldn't have all these anger issues and
anxiety. Yeah, your little hand issues.
Oh God, I wouldn't even think about them.
Yeah, innit? You just would have been accepted it.
Yeah.
You would have been like the matchstick holder or something like that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Who knows?
Come on, what you got? What else?
I forgot what we were saying.
If you're grabbing another one while you're doing that, 2020 doesn't count. Never happened. Everybody goes back in age 1 year. So I'm not 29. I'm 28, motherfucker. And also...
No, that's fucking stupid.
No, it's not. Fucking 2020 was shit.
Why?
Because we were locked down for the whole thing. The whole thing was COVID.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah, it was nice. But in terms of living our lives, it was a year off.
Which I think a lot of people needs, bro.
I think it was good for slowing people down. But
huh?
I think it was good for like people to slow down and really look at what they enjoyed. And loads of people picked up new hobbies.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
No... I get what you're saying,
yeah.
But I feel like it picked out it highlighted where people need to work on. Because, bro, I could fucking stay. I could stay on my own in a fucking dark room by myself for fucking days. Mm-hmm. It would not bother me. My mind entertains me for fucking hours. It would not bother me at all.
I enjoyed lockdown myself. Yeah,
I fucking loved it.
But I'm still taking the year off.
Yeah, no.
I mean, people couldn't do their holidays. They couldn't do their birthdays. They couldn't see family.
I had a fantastic birthday. I fucking got up and got drunk.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to worry or anything like that. It was I was working. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
You don't.
I mean, yeah. In your job, you're working in education, so yours was like, were you even doing remote lessons then, or were you just like having a wank fucking all day long?
No, I had to do remote lessons, bro.
Yeah, but with.
Okay. Yeah, bro, and everyone attended.
I think everybody knows what teachers were up to during that time, and it wasn't very much.
Unfortunately, I had to do a fucking lot, and when it came to my course that I'm in charge of,
yeah,
that it was one of the only courses that wasn't doing predicted grades either.
Ooh.
So I had to get the work off the students.
So you actually had to work.
I actually had to work.
Oh, bless you!
But that's what I'm saying. It was fantastic. It separated the fucking
men from the boys.
Yeah, bro, it did. And it's like if you can't survive lockdown, and you know what? Yeah, this is what brings me on to one of my fucking points.
Do it.
Where is it? I can't remember if this is the right word for it. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know, every year, people have to do that consensus form.
Yeah, sure.
Is it? How do you say it? Census.
Census.
Oh, I'll put a con on there.
Sounds nice your way, bro.
Oh, okay. Is it just called census? Okay. So yeah, that census form. Do you do it every year?
I don't know. I'll
swear.
I don't do it even when it comes.
Okay, so I'm changing that.
Yeah.
So you're going to do a census form every year,
right?
To see what a little bitch you are.
And what's the metrics for it?
So it's just going to be a survey that you have to fill in online.
Yeah.
That if you're a little bitch in this day of your age, okay. and I'm getting fucking bored of it. I'm so fucking like firm on this one as well.
Hmm.
Like if you're a little bitch, sort your shit out.
But what is the measurements for being a little bitch?
It's just that they'll ask you a certain amount of questions, and it'll be like,
what kind of questions?
You know, where would you? There's a bin 10 meters away. Or you know, where would you put your where would you throw your rubbish?
Okay.
And if they say, "Oh, just out the window," you're a little bitch. You know, you're going out for Dave's 30th birthday.
Yeah.
You've got work the next day at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do you go? Do you not go? I don't go. You're a little bitch. Shit like that.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, you talk shit to your mum.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have your dinner ready on time. You're a little bitch. Shit like that. So it's everything. Every single thing that makes someone says you're a little bitch.
Multiple choice questions.
Yeah,
every 100%. Year it changes. Double check. Yeah. I wasn't a little bitch last year, but maybe I am this year.
Maybe I am. Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
And if you're a little bitch, you have to do fucking national service.
National service. Okay.
Bring it back. You have to. And what I mean by national service is that you have to maybe just do like 2 weeks of, like, I don't know, training or something like that.
Cool.
Try and just like firm up a little bit. Just be a man.
Be a man.
Yeah, or be a lady. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever it is, just stop being a little bit. And too many people these days fucking enable it. It's so fucking boring.
This is like nanny state, isn't it?
I know we were saying to you earlier, like, oh, you know, you wasn't feeling 60, like 100%. Go home if you're feeling 60%. Yeah, whatever. However, certain occasions where it's like, you know what, yeah, you can firm it. And I like your attitude. It was great. You're not a little bitch. You don't need to go do national service.
Healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy. It's good. But certain people need to stop, like, realize, like, you're a little bitch.
Yeah.
You are a little bitch.
Yeah, they need to see it.
Look at yourself
in the mirror.
Yeah.
Your mum, your dad did you dirty.
Yeah, they fucked you up, man.
He's a little bitch.
And the first stage is always acceptance. You are a little bitch.
Once you realize you're a little bitch, then you're going to take steps to not be a little bitch.
And it's not like, oh my God, you're a little bitch, you're a dickhead, you're a piece of shit, you'll kill yourself, and shit like this, yeah? It's like, no, you're a little bitch, yeah? Accept it.
Mm.
Yeah? Like, oh, you're a little bitch.
You're actually doing them a service in the long run.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're a little bitch.
Yeah.
Acknowledge that you're a little bitch and just be like, you know what? I don't want to be a little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
How can you help me, guys?
Yeah.
And we will help him.
I have something very similar on mine.
Oh, go on then.
So I'm going to make everybody do a common sense test.
Ah,
and
similar.
And if you fail that test, then you get your phone taken away for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So that forces you to like use your brain.
Oh,
so it's like, I don't know what.
One question, go.
All right. I want to know when this place closes. Do I call them up and ask them when it closes, or do I look online at when it closes?
To be fair, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you'll fail on a lot of them, bro.
Fuck you.
No, like. Go on then. All right. So.
All right, hit me. Right, yeah. Common sense me right now.
All right, I'll common sense you right now.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, B&M, B&M in your ends. I'm not going to say your ends.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know what time they close. What do you do?
I look it up online.
Dickhead.
What do you fucking do?
You call them.
You just failed my common sense test. Why would you fucking call them?
No, stop speaking.
Why would you call them? Why would you fucking call them?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why.
Why would you fucking call them?
Because literally. So, guys, we're filming this. Today's Friday, yeah?
Yeah.
Literally this week, yeah?
Yeah.
I went to return an Amazon parcel. I Googled this place.
Yeah.
It was like a, I don't know, it was like a card store or something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Google said it was open to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I went on the person's website. They closed at 5:30. So you call them. You don't trust Google, bro.
Yeah, but you don't.
That's why you fucking failed.
You don't fucking call them.
Common sense failed you, bro.
You don't fucking call them. Like
you do.
You can go on their website or whatever, but you don't fucking call them.
Sometimes you got to call a company. I much prefer calling a company. I'll always call a company.
As somebody that works in a job where you have to call that company, they don't want to fucking speak to you. Why the fuck would you call them?
Bruh. Because that person...
Actually pissed me off that you said this.
Let's go.
That's pissed me off. Why on earth would you fucking call up? You've seen it on their website. Why on earth would you call? You have access to the internet.
Flip it.
You're in a first world... No, don't speak. You're in a first world country. You can find out yourself the information that you need. Why on earth would you call up somebody that does not give a fuck about your query that you could sort yourself?
You think that though, yeah? But flip
it. You're getting your phone taken away for 3 months.
No, fuck.
Let's do a fucking year.
Flip it. Yeah, flip it, yeah? So a customer comes to you. I'm not going to say
that's
where
actually
you,
wound me up.
I can't remember if we've told people where you work or whether. I don't think we should.
No.
But say a person's like, let's say a person calls you, yeah? And
this pissed me off.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I had a woman on the phone the other day that was just like, oh, it's so hard to speak to anybody on the phone anymore. Everyone just wants to do it for the because we don't want to fucking speak to you.
Yeah,
your query, you can solve it yourself.
Okay,
just
cool.
Think about it.
What do they ask you?
They asked me some dumb fuck question, like how much are tickets?
Oh, that's
look on the fucking
that's
website.
That's different.
Like you can do it all yourself. Just do it all yourself.
Yeah. What? Well, yeah. What? 100. And I'm with you on
why
that.
Why would you call them? You never need to call them.
There is always a stage to call them. There is always a stage to call them.
Oh, you pissed me.
Wait.
Into a different thing. Right, no. Right. Wait. No. Leave it.
Let's just say example. So, someone phones you and says, in a family, and this still makes me curious as well. Yeah,
yeah.
And you might be able to answer this because that's in your sort of game. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So let's say I'm going to your establishment, and I believe maybe online there's a family ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not, but yeah. Carry on.
Is there not?
No, just keep going.
Okay. So say for example there is a family ticket. Yeah. How many can I get in that family?
It will say it on the fucking website.
No. Yeah. Sometimes it says like two adults and three children.
I feel
children.
Like I'm back at work. This is pissing me off. Yeah. This is raising my.
Yeah. Sometimes it says two adults and three children or something like that.
No,
yeah?
Leaving it.
Wait.
No,
we're
talking about this one too much. We're talking about it too long.
Two adults, three children.
This is pissing me off. Moving it on. Even they're saying it. Sure. This leads me on to my next one perfectly.
Go.
Everybody has to do national service.
That's mine.
No, you have to do national service. You have to do 1 or 2 months in retail and you have to do 1 or 2 months in customer
100.
Service. So that you realize how much people don't want to fucking speak to you.
Yeah, no, but this is different, bro. I loved working in retail.
Well, where did you work? What retail?
BHS, cuz.
British Homes. What were you doing?
Oh,
were you customer facing?
Yeah.
You had to speak to people.
Yeah, I loved it.
What were you doing though?
I was like on the tills and shit. I loved it. I love talking to people. Yeah, but this is where it's different.
How long were you in there?
Maybe 2 and a bit years. 2-3 years.
That's fucking mad that you were happy about it.
Bro, I was like the top.
That is fucking mad.
Do you know when it came to Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
I sold like some of the...
Oh, wait. Were you on commission?
No.
Okay.
I don't know why I used to fucking love doing it. It was just like the shits and gigs and that, innit? Like, I fucking used to... Like, when it come to Christmas, everyone would be like, oh, you got to sell the teddy bears and stuff like that because it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Bro, I would sell so many teddy bears. All right,
cool.
So many teddy bears. And it would just be like, oh, my God. Oh, Julian, you're so good at it, blah, blah, blah.
If you work in retail or customer service, comment down below how much you hate your fucking job.
It's the one job
where the longer you do it, the worse you get at it because you get sick of their shit.
Yeah, but it's your outlook on it, bro.
I know you're a happy guy, you love everything, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But anyway,
why wouldn't you like working in customer service,
bro? That's a whole other one.
That's a whole can of worms.
General national service. I think there should be a normal like go into the army training national service. Yeah. There should be a standard 6 months where everybody does basic training, partly because of fitness, partly because of discipline, partly because when you and I went, we talked about this in episode one, when you and I went to Clacton and there was those, and you got racially abused three times. The reason why those people behave like that towards you is because they've never met an Asian person.
But you know,
they've seen Asian people walking around coming and going.
Yeah.
But they've never had a conversation with a guy like you. But if you're in national service and there's an Asian guy there and a black guy there, you'd be like, oh my God, you're just a human as well.
It's normal.
You're just a bit darker skin than I am.
Like, you bringing that up, yeah. You know, I actually, so I left, I can't remember if I said, but I left a review on Clacton on Sea on TripAdvisor.
I remember, yeah. you're a savage as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, raw, went in mad, yeah. Yeah. And someone actually contacted me.
Did they get you again online?
No. So this random. I literally got a random email saying like, someone has messaged you on TripAdvisor, and I'm thinking, who the fuck messages you on TripAdvisor? No one does that.
It was racist getting you again.
No. It was the actual opposite, bro. It was. So there was this black lady messaged me on TripAdvisor saying, how she looks into racism in these seaside towns, blah, 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 and came across my review and was like, and she wasn't shocked by it. She was like, she's originally from London and she was like, I was looking at a seaside town to move to. Clacton-on-Sea, wasn't feeling it was too many racists, blah, blah, blah.
Really, yeah.
And she was like, she's moved to somewhere else and she's doing this whole exhibition of how, racism doesn't belong in like seaside towns, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, it was quite...
But I think part of the reason why it's there is because when you and I were there, I saw four Asian people.
Oh, yeah. I saw four Asian people
and we were there for like, what, 3-4 days?
Yeah, but I was, to be honest, I was hoping that I'll be like...
the one.
I don't know. Yeah, like seeing a T-Rex.
Yeah.
You want to, I don't know, run towards it, but not run towards it. Because you might just get eaten.
Yeah.
And nah, I would do that.
I think National Service would sort out all of that. I think it'd be really good for people's like overall respect and discipline for each other and just the nation. And then you should have the option to do another 6 months after your like proper 6 months. And then after that 6 months, you either get a tax benefit or you get a certain like travel allowance that you can travel the world. And maybe you like go off to, you're not allowed to go to Magaluf or like Zante or any of those silly places where all the Brits go. You have to go somewhere proper.
You have to go do some decent work. Yeah,
you can't go to any like predominantly white countries. Mm. You got to go to like South America, Asia.
Hey, bro, do you know what knowledge I found out? Literally, maybe yesterday.
What?
In your mind.
My mind.
Yeah. Where is Mexico?
Below USA.
So where would you say Mexico is? Is it East Coast, South Coast, West Coast, North Coast? Where is Mexico?
South of the USA, but it has its own east and west coast.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not, man. It's Central America. No, you know. Anyway,
solid.
Yeah, just giving you some fucking knowledge
just
there,
drop
bro.
That bomb and walk.
Yeah, just give me some knowledge. Nice one. Yeah, Mexico's actually Central America.
All right.